Welcome back to the Harwood Rundown podcast. We've got our previews for the season. We're going division by division. We're starting in the Eastern Conference with the Southeast Division. Let's just get into it. Let's not mess around. We've got
a lot to cover today. So we're going to kind of rapid fire talk in between. I don't have any like crazy picks. I feel like the Southeast Division is probably the worst division record wise, and it is probably not the most entertaining division. So I thought we'd get the worst out first and then save the best for last, which I'm personally quite excited for. So first off, we're going to start with probably the worst team in the division, the Charlotte Hornets. We should probably actually give some criteria before go into it. So we've done four categories for each team. So we've got MVP, Impact Player, Rising Star, and kind of their ceiling of wins for the season. We did this 2 years ago. It got a great response. So, this is probably the series that I look forward to the most. Mm. Let's kick it off. MVP, I think both of us can agree it's probably going to be LaMelo Ball. The dude gets he's had a pretty streaky few years with injuries. I feel like if he does get a full season or at least like 60 or 70 games, then I feel like Hornets could kind of generate some buzz around the league.
That was so good. Holy shit.
Thanks, bro. Thanks. Get thanks. Been holding that one in. Did you go with LaMelo as well?
Yeah, I did. I don't want to put him because I don't like he's good, but he's just like, he's just like, whatever. I don't think he cares that much, but I have to put LaMelo.
LaMelo. Impact player, I went with the second overall pick in the NBA draft, Brandon Miller. I think he gives LaMelo someone that he can rely on. I was jumping between him and Terry Rozier, but I just thought Terry Rozier was the impact player last year and he didn't actually see much difference in the team. I think LaMelo and Brandon Miller are going to be a really good kind of young duo. Give LaMelo a bit of support there. And I do feel like most of the vets on this team will be on their way out halfway through the season or at the start of the season. So I've gone Brandon Miller there.
Mm. I've gone PJ Washington. I really like him. I think he's so solid all around. And I think he's super solid all around. Rising Star. Who'd you have?
I got the center out of Duke, Mark Williams. I think he had a pretty good rookie season. Not super productive, but I feel like with the starting role this year, you can definitely kind of take that by the horns. I was kind of jumping between him and Nick Smith Jr., who just got drafted as well. But I think Mark Williams, starting center, he can be really good for them as well. So I've gone with him.
Yeah, I've gone same. He has, it's not like he has someone coming back from injury to kind of take his place. Like they got a lot of trust. Like they may as well give him the minutes and see what he can do. So yeah.
And you also kind of saw when they got rid of Mason Plumlee at the end of at the trade deadline last season, you could kind of see that he was actually making an impact. I didn't want to put him as my impact player just because I think there's players around him that can probably make more of an impact for the whole season, but in that short period of time, you could see his production definitely went up. So yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to seeing a whole year of him. To be honest though, I won't be watching a lot of Charlotte games. Just not high up on my league pass list, but I do watch the highlights most days. So yeah, maybe. Wins, my ceiling is 32. I think that's generous. I really don't think this team's going to make a whole lot of noise around the league. So I think, 32, I think they'll be a top five, bottom five team in the league. I just don't like
there's
a team.
Else,
there's not much there. I think 32 is extremely generous, by the way.
Yeah.
I think it is, but I felt like being generous today. So, yeah.
Yeah, I put 31 because I also considered Miles Bridges coming back.
True.
And
yes,
he adds a bit of a swingman to LaMelo.
Yeah, and you kind of saw that it worked when they were playing together.
Mm.
But he's also missing like the first, what, 10 or 15 games or something of the year. So
yeah,
that kind of puts him in the backseat of impact player. If he comes back and he is the impact player, then I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But just the fact that he's not playing the whole season is probably factored into why I didn't pick him.
Yeah, all right. It's not much on them, eh?
No, there's not. We got the most boring one out of the way first. Next up, we've got the Orlando Magic. I'm really excited for this year for them. I actually feel like they've got some really good pieces. Last year, they actually weren't terrible. They had a good kind of middle of the season and then kind of like fell off on both sides. Yeah, MVP, Paolo Banchero. I think that's, well, easy for me. I don't know if you've got someone different. I feel like you've got someone different.
I do, yeah, because I'm not sure what they prioritize because they have two like similar wings in Wagner and
yeah.
Oh, shit, and Banchero. I put Wagner because I think his game is like, is much more diverse. Like, I think he runs the break more. I think he's got like quicker release and a bit more athletic. Although, like, I can't take it away from Paolo anyway. But yeah, I put Wagner, but I have Paolo somewhere else in my
list as well. Yeah, I feel like you saw flashes of Paolo's greatness last year. I think he'll have a really good season this year. Franz Wagner is my impact player, though. I feel like his offensive ability is probably one of the best on that team. You definitely see him kind of make such an impact last season, and he's definitely progressing. I originally had him as my rising star, but I feel like he's been in the league for a few years, so I left that one out. But my impact player for overall team success is Aussie boy Joe Ingles. I feel like you just need that veteran presence. And I feel like he mentored the young guys really well because he's doing the same thing with the Boomers. He's been doing that for a few years. So I feel like that veteran presence is going to be really valuable for them. Yeah. And he's got that nice, slick ISO game and pick and roll game.
Yeah. He's so like, you don't expect him to do much. He's very unassuming, but he's so solid. And I was surprised when they got him. I was like, that's a very good signing. Terrence Ross wasn't playing much last year, if anything at all, until he got dropped. You actually have a perfect opportunity to sign someone who and a playmaker as well. He's a really solid playmaker.
100%, yeah.
But yeah, I got Cole Anthony as my impact player. I think just locker presence and his energy. How I think they kind of forgot, like, because what pick was he a couple of years ago? He was a pretty high pick.
Yeah, I thought it was a lottery pick, maybe.
He was top. He definitely was top 10. And I feel like they haven't prioritized him. But at the same time, you've got another high pick in Fultz and, Paolo as well. And, like, yeah, there's a lot to consider with that playing group. But he's embraced that bench role really well. I think he's an impact player for me. I think he can come on and keep a level head and you know, be a spark plug. So yeah, impact player for me is Cole Anthony. I got Paolo as my rising star. I think he'll still take a bit to kind of get used, especially that playing at the four. Obviously have to adapt to that. But I think he'll be, like, he's already an absolute killer. He's already got that face-up game, already super athletic. So yeah, I put him as my rising star because I think Franz Wagner is a bit more established. Bit, like, I know it doesn't look good.
Bit more polished, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think already, like, coming out of college, like, Paolo was already one of the best face-up fours in the game. Mm-hmm. I feel like having that one season under his belt, it's only going to get better. He's starting to develop his three-point shot a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a really good slasher as well. So, I can kind of see both sides. I just think I'm also kind of thinking, like, halfway through the season when Paolo gets more games under his belt, he probably will be the MVP of that team. Rising star went 6'7" guard Anthony Black, the rookie. I feel like he's a really good playmaker, two-way, defensive-minded. I feel like he could easily average like 8 assists a game. I'm not sure if he'll start though. That's the only thing that I'm concerned about because they've obviously got Jalen Suggs there. They missed out on the Suggs-Dick connection. Jalen Suggs, Markelle Fultz, Cole Anthony. You've got Gary all Harris. These guards and Gary Harris as well.
So many fucking the guards. The GOAT, Gary Harris.
But no, Anthony Black really keen to see him play. And yeah, I think he'll really flourish in kind of that system. I always forget it also about Wendell Carter Jr. That lob game, that lob kind of connection, that pick and roll game will be really good as well. So, like I said, really looking forward to seeing the Magic this year. I honestly reckon I'll watch them a bit more than I have, or watch them more than any other team I'll probably watch. So, yeah, I'm really excited for them.
Yeah.
Next up, the depleted but also exciting Washington Wizards. Obviously, no Brad Beal, no Paul Zingas. They kind of blew it up. I thought Kuz was going to leave. He's back. My MVP. I'm kind of changing my mind halfway through here. Actually, no, I'm going to stick with it. I had Jordan Poole as my MVP. I think getting out of Golden State, you can see those media day pictures. Oh, my God. He looks like he's about to have the villain arc of all time. I honestly reckon this dude can average 25 on any night, and I'm not exaggerating. I think you saw glimpses of it, and he just kind of bummed out come playoff time. But even when Steph wasn't playing, he was scoring 30 a night. Even when he was filling Clay's void, not last year, the year before, he was scoring the ball really efficiently and, you know, getting those numbers up. I really feel like he's the MVP of this team, most improved favorite. And yeah, kind of like really excited to see how he plays.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a bit worried how he's going to do with the ball in his hands that much.
Yeah,
he is going to have a
concern as well.
A lot, but yeah, I can see it. I can see it working out. I put Kuz as my MVP. I think like you get traded to a not so great team, and you have a good season last year. But like, if you really are about that, and he puts himself up there as one of the better forwards in the league, well, that's what he thinks, I guess. You know, this is an opportunity to really, you know, show something more than just, you know, like what, 20 points a game. Like I need to see a bit more, and I want to see a bit more from him. I think his dynamic ability, you know, as the 3 to a 4 as well, is really solid. Yeah. And I was going to put Jordan Poole, but I just don't know how it's going to work. I don't know. I think Tyus Jones is really perfect next to him. He gives him a bit 100% of room to breathe, and he can put in his hands and you know, get to go to work. But yeah, I put Kuz. But then for my impact player, I put Tyus Jones, because I think he's really, if you're going to get anything in that trade, like very, very solid, very, 100%. Very solid starting point guard, Tyus Jones.
One of the most underrated, not only guards or point guards, but like players in the league. You saw glimpses of his greatness when Ja was obviously out for that extended period of time.
Yeah.
He can lead a 5-man team. He can do it all. Sound defensively, low turnover. You know how much I love the assist to turnover ratio on Tyus Jones. That man does not turn the ball over. I think it's like 5 assists to 1 turnover, maybe even more. So yeah, I'm really excited to. It'll kind of be good because you'll have that. I feel like Jordan Poole is going to be turnover prone throughout the season, but kind of having that balance at point guard where Tyus Jones doesn't really turn the ball over much is going to kind of be beneficial for him and kind of silence out that number. But impact player, I've kind of gone Kuzma and Tyus Jones. I couldn't actually pick one. I think Kuz is going to have a big year. I think Tyus Jones is going to have a big year stepping into the starting role. Really excited for that kind of trio. Because they all kind of play very differently. Kuz doesn't really need the ball in his hands. Poole needs the ball in his hands. And Tyus Jones can honestly just float around. He can play off ball. He can play on ball. I think he's that really nice combo guard. So yeah, I'm really excited to see that trio. Rising star, Danny Avdija. I think he had a huge leap last year, considering that he wasn't getting a whole lot of playing time. You can definitely see glimpses of it. I think he'll probably be starting this coming season, or him or Corey Kispert. But I think Danny Avdija, if he gets the starting role, man, because he could easily average like 14, 6, and 6. He could give you those numbers on any night. I think having that well-balanced game, he's European, he's 6'10", he's a 3-man, like he can really do it all, and I'm really excited to kind of see that as well.
Yeah, I was surprised he didn't have like a big season last year.
Mm.
But I guess give him the ball a bit more, like give him room to breathe a bit. He's same as me for Rising Star. I was gonna put Poole, but like I guess he's already a star in a way.
Yeah.
But like if he is gonna solidify himself, this will be the year. But yeah, I put Denny as my Rising Star. And they had what, 28 wins last year? Actually,
They had 32, didn't they?
They had 35 last
35.
Year.
35. Yeah, I'm definitely going under.
I've put 30. I see them as being really competitive with a lot of teams, like losing a lot of close ones, but I don't see many wins going under, even less than 30, to be honest. I don't.
Yeah, I've gone absolute ceiling, 34. I've gone absolute ceiling. But
yeah,
we also forgot to say the Magic. I went 38 and under, I think. Honestly, they could actually win 38 games and kind of be that like 9-10 playing team, because that's enough to make the playoffs these days. Mm. So yeah, I could definitely see them as like a fringe playing team. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had 35, because I really love, if any team I keep rebuilding on 2K or doing little things, it's the Magic, because I love how like diverse that team is. Like it's a lot of guards, but it's a really fun team to play with.
Yeah, 100%.
I think a huge season's coming for them. When I saw them at Philly, in Philly, they were great. They're so competitive. They got a great bench, and like I guess the energy that they have surrounding them, and a lot of confidence. Like, but they're not too full of themselves to where it becomes a locker presence, like locker room issue. But like it's great. Everyone's just getting around it. So now you said 38. I could honestly see them getting 40, like 40 wins.
Yeah, like between 35 and 40, I feel like is very realistic.
Mm.
But it'll be weird, like kind of seeing that big of a jump.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm kind of setting the expectations high. Sorry to diverge there. Next up, we got the Atlanta Hawks. They lost John Collins in the offseason. I feel like I've gone big on the wins, but I'm being very optimistic on Trae Young having an MVP caliber season. I've gone Trae Young as my MVP. He's probably one of my picks for MVP next year, which is really weird. I never thought that would come out of my mouth. But yeah, I've gone Trae Young MVP. I'm assuming you kind of have as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him as my like getting a spot for MVP. Like next year.
Bold. It's very bold.
Yeah. I mean, if he's like a, I reckon if he's like a fifth seed, I feel like it's definitely a conversation to be had. But yeah, they're a bit of a mid. They got shut on a bit last year because they were a bit of a mid team. Like everything.
They were the definition of mid.
But I really like them getting Sadiq Bey.
Yeah, same.
I got him for my impact player. I think he's like a really solid addition to the team, a wing that I think makes sense next to Trae, who can shoot, who can do it himself, bit of a dog. And
yeah, you can kind of see the glimpses of him being really good in the playoffs as well last year.
Did you have?
I got DeAndre Hunter. I feel like a bigger role now that John Collins isn't there. He averaged like 14 a game last season. I feel like that could easily jump. Efficiency might be an issue just because he would be taking a bit more of an offensive load. But yeah, I'm really keen to see him play Rising Star. I was choosing between AJ Griffin and Jalen Johnson. I've gone with Jalen Johnson. I feel like much bigger role. We saw glimpses of how good he is when he got game time. I feel like he'll get a lot more game time. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if he starts. Halfway through the season, but yeah, I definitely think he will be taking on a bigger role, more production. So yeah, I'm really excited to see how he goes during the season.
I got JoJo Hunter. I think he's slowly coming into his role. Like I expected a quicker adjustment for him to the NBA, but like he's getting there. And I think getting up to 14 last year, it's like, if a player is averaging like 10 in their starting, I feel like that's should be expected, right? But like,
yeah,
a bit more is you know, gives you a bit of confidence in them. And yeah, I'd say I'm going to give him Rising Star, because with Jalen Johnson you wonder whether he would get the starting spot or whether he'll get, like inconsistent minutes off the bench. Like he'll still get the minutes, obviously, but I'll go DeAndre Hunter for my rising star.
I've gone 48. Okay, it sounds crazy. I went 48 absolute max. If they have the most perfect season ever, they're going to get 48 wins, and then probably lose in the first round.
Mm. Can't forget a couple of years ago they were in Eastern Conference Finals. Cannot 100%. Forget that.
Well, because Ben Simmons didn't go for the dunk.
Oh, fucking Vince. Oh, God. We're not even talking about the Nets. And
I know. he always gets dragged in.
Oh, for fuck's sake. 43, I'm going to give them. I think it's going to be a solid season for him, but I don't know. They're just hard. They're hard to know. Like, nothing's really nothing that they've done this offseason has really pointed me in any direction. Even with John Collins, like that trade, like I don't know. But I go 43.
Yeah, nice.
Let's go the Heat, baby.
Yeah, it's been good so far. Last but not least, the Miami Heat. I think I don't know. I feel like these ones are kind of this one's a bit I don't know. I'm a bit worried about the Heat coming up. This season, you've lost all those players You've lost, obviously, Oladipo, Strus, and Gabe Vincent. I feel like these players really made an impact to your, like, playoff run. Not Oladipo because he got injured, but I feel like those two in particular, I know they disappeared in the finals, but they definitely helped get you to where you got. Mm. So kind of losing those, strips back a bit. But I still expect MVP Jimmy Butler to have a monster season. I couldn't pick Bam. I feel like Bam's too inconsistent. Tyler Herro, I couldn't pick him. So yeah, Jimmy Butler MVP. I just hope he doesn't have to carry as much because we saw in the finals and even the Celtics series that if he doesn't have a big night, the Heat aren't going to play as good. So I really hope they can add a few pieces. I don't know, via trade, can they get Dame Lillard? That thing's been going on forever. So, yeah, I'm wondering how it'll work, but, I mean, what can you do? Just stick with what you got. They'll probably get some undrafted players again or something.
Yeah, and they'll pull something out of nothing.
100%.
Yeah, I think after this last year, I feel like it's like this season for the Heat or like their window's closed. But now with the potential Dame trade, like I had them a bit low of a record, but like with a Dame trade, I was like, oh, shit, like this could really – that's the player they need instead of Jimmy putting everything on his back. Naturally, he just wants to be the point forward. Fine. You can be the point forward. You grab Dame. I don't know who you give up. Hopefully you get someone in free agent or get something like, through summer league or sign someone who can, kind of provide what like a Max Strus was giving or Gabe Vincent. I put MVP Jimmy. I put impact player. I put Hayward Highsmith. I fucking love how he played in the whole
playoffs.
I know.
Hayward Highsmith? What? Oh, my God.
Crazy. Bold predictions.
That is actually what?
I fucking love this.
Yeah, I mean, he was really good in the finals.
I think he's so solid.
Cedric Highsmith, Duke University.
If you're watching the games, like, he's so solid defensively, heaps of hustle, proved 3-point shot. Like I hopefully he gets more minutes like consistently. I don't know if he will play
sorry,
much.
I can't stop. Hayward Highsmith, whoa! Bill Simmons, whoa. Oh my God.
If he gets minutes, 100%, he's a fucking impact player. He's like a PJ Tucker, I think.
He
gets minutes.
We can come back to this at the end of the season and see how we go with our prediction. impact player, I've gone Tyler Herro. I think they missed his scoring in the finals. But impact player also went Jimmy Butler. I feel like if he has a shit game, they play like shit. Rising star, I've gone Jaime Jaquez Jr. out of UCLA. He was really good in the summer league, really good in college. I think he spent 3 years there, so he's definitely got that. He's also got definitely got that like grit, that Miami kind of culture about him. So I think he'll be a good fit. He'll probably actually get minutes as well. His post up game is really good. He can shoot the three. He's pretty athletic. But yeah, I'm actually really, because I used to watch him in, I watched him in his like first year, didn't watch much of his second year, and then watched his third year. Could definitely see the progression. So yeah, I'm really keen to see how he goes in Miami.
I actually had Tyler Hero because I still think he's got more to develop.
Yeah, true.
I think he's got more maturity to develop. But like when he's confident and he's out there and he's in his bag, like he's a fucking killer. I still think he's got a higher ceiling to achieve if he can just get out there consistently after what happened last season. But hey, we know with my predictions, you never know, baby. That's he might true. Get traded, bro. That's if he true. Gets traded, he'll be my rising star for the Blazers, or he'll be my MVP for the Blazers.
Yeah. Hey, he might get traded by the time we record that episode. So
yeah, I don't know.
A bit of a weird crossover. Winning record. I've gone so this is weird. Without Dame. So if they don't manage to get Dame, I'm giving them 44. That's their max. That's the ceiling. Because they didn't perform last season either. So I feel like they're definitely not a regular season team. They're a playoff team. And with Dame, I've gone 50 as their max. I feel like you'll easily plus 6 wins with one of the best scorers in the league. When you definitely needed scoring throughout not only the regular season but the playoffs as well. That's kind of my ceiling for both scenarios.
I'm a bit more optimistic. I got 46 without Dame. I got 52 with Dame.
Okay.
On the two difference. Okay. I got two. Yeah. I'm doing two more wins.
Nice, buddy.
It's nice to see you trying some predictions.
Yeah.
I hate how Jimmy just does not care during the regular season. It's actually really funny, but
yeah, I know, it's ridiculous.
I see them understanding that teams around them, and particularly in their division and in their conference, are getting more competitive and more hungry. Especially the Pacers have got better in the off season. I think, like,
yeah,
I see definitely. Them realizing, okay, like we can't cruise through any of these games. We have to get these wins because, you know, this will translate into the playoffs. Like we can't cruise along. I hopefully think that they will realize that, but yeah, give them like a fourth or fifth seed. And they're like that 52 with Dame. Okay. If they get, or it's like 46 without Dame, but 52 with him. But yeah.
Okay. Let's go then. Let's go.
Take me there.
Yeah. Wow. That we kind of like went through that pretty quickly. I feel like it was going to take a while, but kind of expect these kind of half an hour, 35 minute season previews. Last time we did it, we were doing two teams per episode and 45 minute episodes pretty much. So
yeah,
definitely a lot smaller and digestible content. But yeah, we've got 5 more divisions to go. Super keen. I think we'll end on the Pacific division because, you know, that's probably the most most exciting one. But yeah, thanks everyone for watching. Love the support as always. Appreciate it all. But yeah, let us know who your top pick in the South, the best player in the Southeast division. I don't know. Comment something. Let us know your thoughts.
Give us your predictions for, actually, I want to hear people's predictions for the Magic.
Yeah. Give us your predictions for the Magic this season. Yeah. Give us your MVP, impact player, rising star, and their ceiling for wins. Thanks everyone for watching. I'll go fuck myself.